Selena Maya commented on cute coworker comforts you when your ex walks in and said, going alone to the movies is sad, goddammit. No, not at all. It is not sad at all. If you want to see a movie, you should go see a movie, regardless of whether or not you're with other people. It's not sad, I promise. January 1st commented on cute coworker comforts you when your ex walks in and said, pouring salt in the wound is funny when the video is available on repeat, because she just said sorry when the video progress bar reaches the right armpit on our side. Okay, I've read this maybe like 10 times and I still can't make sense of it, but I feel like I should be able to. I feel like I'm so close to understanding it, and yet I just can't make any sense of it. I'm sorry. Bungie Chungus commented, cringe. Yeah, I know. Bids from Bellring commented, I love the emotional mature. Oh, this is on cute coworker comforts you when your ex walks in. They said, I love the emotional maturity of the character a lot in the end. It feels way more grounded, and it's something I feel like people could use more of. It was a nice change of pace from the usual storytelling these audios normally have. And if there's a part two, I'd love to see more of this type of slow burn. Aw, thank you. I did want to make that one end a little bit differently than usual, because I'm getting a little sick of all of my audios ending with a kiss. Especially if, like, they just met 10 minutes ago. And so I was kind of trying to make that one a little more realistic in that sense. And kind of a little unexpected, maybe. So thank you for saying that. I appreciate it. La Patate commented on your crush confesses to you while you sleep and said, I'm going to cry. No, don't cry. You're okay. D_wonder_weeb commented, singing Cats. Oh no, oh gosh, is the movie Cats? Yes, the movie was Cats, which I've actually never seen. The Black One commented on sassy classmate breaks into your room while you're asleep and said, I'm almost afraid of what would happen if this whole plot was the scenario and happened to me or anyone in my house in real life, as there are multiple gun owners in my house. Yeah, that could be pretty dangerous for someone breaking in. So, don't break into people's houses, guys. Charlie Boy commented on getting closer to your co-star and said, you know what would be a cool new ASMR idea? Warming up next to the fireplace on a winter's night with your best friend. I love that. That would be so cute. Absolutely. Might have to save that for winter though, because it's summer for me, and so I'm in the summer mindset. But yeah, come winter. Absolutely. Casso2611 commented on your cute coworker comforts you when your ex walks in and said, you betrayed me afterglow. You betrayed us all. You waited till the end of the video to reveal that the movie playing was Cats all along. I spent 6 goddamn minutes listening to James Corden because of you. How could you do that to us? Please put a disclaimer in the title for everyone's sake. I'm sorry, okay? But it's not my fault, okay? I asked everyone's least favorite movie, or the worst movie everyone's seen, and a lot of you guys said Cats, so I used Cats in the background. And you know what? I had to sit through it too, though, because I had to go on YouTube and find scenes of it to put in the background of the audio. So, yeah, we're both victims to Cats. Okay, it's not my fault. I don't take responsibility, okay? Taco Watcher commented on your crush confesses to you while you sleep and said, oh my god, I swear I almost died after this. Like good died or bad died? I hope you are alive and well, Taco Watcher. Okay, so that is the end. Thank you for listening, and thank you for commenting. And yeah, I will record another one of these next week. Bye, guys.